This is the User Adoption Podcast with your host, Henrik Dagir.
Who are you and what do you do?
Hi, so my name is Jason Whitehead, and I am the CEO of Tritons. And Tritons is a user adoption training and consulting company. And for many years, we've been working with medium and large-sized organizations, helping them to really accelerate and sustain user adoption of IT systems across their organization. And increasingly, we're actually now working with more software vendors, helping some customer success programs where they're helping their customers accelerate adoption of the softwares that they're purchasing.
How are you involved with user adoption?
So I actually got started in this, over 15 years ago. And basically, I was working in-house at a Fortune 100 company to turn around a failed CRM project. And my boss came to me and said, Jason, it's great. You've got the system up and running. But if you can't get it, you can't get people to use it. And we can't prove to the executives that we're getting value from it. We don't need it. And we don't need you. So figure that out. And I thought it was just such an interesting challenge that I ended up realizing that all of my professional experience and academic learnings in the past had prepared me to get systems live, but not to get people to use them. So I actually ended up going back to school and learning about organization development and human resources. And I found that the biggest challenges with user adoption were addressing the non-technical factors, but the people issues, conflict, change, organizational structures, processes, and really looking at it from a behavioral perspective. So what we do now and what I do is when I'm coming into organizations, I help them figure out what are the strategies that they need to put in place and what are the programs that they need to build to make sure that they can get people using systems and technology right away, but then make sure they also have in place the structure and practices they need to make sure that people keep adopting it and keep using it 3, 5, 10 years down the road as things begin to change.
And Jason, what are the biggest successes and challenges with user adoption?
You know, I think the biggest successes are that if it's done well and it's done right, that you can really get a lot of value from whatever new tools and processes that you're implementing much faster than ever before, and that you can really be able to see the impact on the bottom line from the organization. Now, the challenges are many, and one of the things that I definitely believe and have seen time and time again is that organizations are really good at building and deploying technology, but they really struggle to figure out how they can get people to use it and create value from it. And there's a whole host of things there, from misconceptions and misperceptions about what adoption is and how to go about it. And I can share a couple with you. I think some of the bigger things is that people still don't understand that user adoption is not a technology issue, it's a people issue. And when working with user adoption, it's really important to focus on what are the behaviors and changes to how people use technology that need to occur, and how do people need to change the way they do their job on a daily basis to make use of systems. And that's really a behavioral impact. And that's a really big shift for a lot of organizations. A couple other big challenges is very few people in organizations are formally assigned the job of actually having to go through and make sure adoption is happening and that people are getting value from the technology that they purchased. So they don't have someone who's responsible and accountable for making sure that systems are adopted. They don't have the tools and processes in place. They don't have the structures for it. And instead, they focus just on the system itself. People seem to think that just change management is enough, and they look at change management as it's traditionally been applied, you know, focusing heavily on training and communications, mm-hmm. and try to tell people on what's in it for me. And those practices do not really work effectively when it comes to IT projects and driving sustaining adoption. Those kinds of activities are really good when it comes to major organizational shifts like a reorganization or a new regulation has just come out, really when you're going from one static environment to another static environment. But it really doesn't apply when you're looking at how do people deal with technology in a fluid organization like an environment where things are constantly changing, people are constantly coming in and coming out of organizations. And instead, what people need to understand is they need different practices and approaches to really accelerate and drive adoption. I've had a couple of great successes, and one success that we had with turning around a failed CRM project, basically we went from a situation where we had people refusing to use the system and salespeople refusing to use it and giving up their licenses to within a year, we had such tremendous improvement, reducing time to serve customers, improves customer satisfaction, that the sales folks actually came back and begged to get licenses and started to deliver budget to us in order to get access to the system because we had demonstrated and proven the value. So I think when done very well and effectively, you can really prove the results of an adoption effort, both in terms of satisfaction for customers and users, improvements to efficiency of how processes are done, and then even to the bottom line in terms of been great fun.
Great. And what advice would you like to share with people working on improving user adoption?
I think a couple of things. First, check your assumptions. There's a lot of assumptions out there that really don't hold water. Everything from all you need to say is people have no choice but to use a system. People always have a choice, and there's always degrees of freedom involved. Another piece of advice is look at your methodology. A lot of approaches that have traditionally been used are not effective. Change management on its own does not get you there. Just focusing on the technology will not get you there. You really need to look at the organization as a whole system to understand what it is. And then the other piece I would suggest that, and this is very powerful, is start by asking, what does success look like 3, 5, 10 years after go live? You know, once the system is live and stable and people are no longer just focusing on the system, what is success? And what does that mean from a business outcome? What does it mean for adoption and how it's used? And then from there, try to figure out, well, what are the steps and processes that we need to put in place to make sure that we get that level of success and we keep it year after year after year? And when you start to shift your thinking in that way, you can open up a lot of new possibilities.
And where can we learn more about user adoption and your work on the subject?
You know, Tritons, we have our own blog where we publish a lot of articles on user adoption in there. It's at www.tritons.com. We also offer a variety of training programs online and in person to really help people in this. And we work with both software vendors and the buyers of software to help them drive adoption internally. So we're always happy to help people out wherever we can.
For more on this, visit useradoptionpodcast.com. Don't forget to please subscribe, rate, and review. And for a book about this, check out useradoptionbook.com. Tune in next week for the next episode. Thanks for listening.